And you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And my guest this morning is Jerry Kirk. He has a website that, well, it's not his website. Somebody else is putting this information up on their website. And that website is called freedom-school.com, freedom-school.com. So when we went to break, we were talking with E.T. Hey, E.T., when I first brought you on the air, did you hear me ask you to phone home? Did you miss my great joke, E.T.?
Yes, I think I did.
Oh, I'm disappointed because I figured that there wasn't. You gave no response, so I figured you didn't have your heart light turned on. You know what I mean? You don't know what I mean.
No.
Oh, well.
Watch
E.T. if you've never seen it. You'll know what I'm talking about. But anyway, back to what we were discussing. So, in essence, Jerry, what you're indicating is that you're not a Christian. You believe in the Father, however you don't define the followers of him as Christians, and you think that Christianity is a sect. Am I following you correctly?
And that's what it says in the United States Code.
Well, what they say and what it is doesn't necessarily happen to be one and the same. I mean, that's your opinion, and we're all entitled to our opinions. However,
well, let's take a look at Christianity. It's all spawned by the Whore of Babylon, which is the Holy Roman Empire. It takes and it allows homosexuals to be priests and bishops. They openly allow Christianity, openly wants queers. They allow every abomination. They tell you to eat whatever you want to eat. Go ahead and eat pork.
I think those are certain people in certain groups that are allowing that. It's kind of painting everybody with a broad brush, don't you think, Jer?
No, I don't. They do not keep the proper seventh appointed day, which is at Thursday at noon to Friday at noon. In my specific location, it occurs at 12:17. They do not keep the Father's Feast. They keep July 4th and Memorial Day and Thanksgiving and Easter and Christmas. Those are not the Father's Feast. They do not keep the proper appointed first day of the month. Solstice occurred on June 3rd of this year. And yet mankind says it occurred on June 21st. Not even close. The Lord requires us to have 12 Thanksgivings a year. They're called the first days of your month. We keep one on Thursday. It's called Thanksgiving where they eat turkey. Well, big deal. There's never a first day of the month ever on Thursday, ever, in the Father's calendar. And wouldn't it seem that if the Father has laws, they'd be different than Babylon? Wouldn't it be seen that there's a difference in time? Well, I have studied time. In the 1600s, they changed from 18 hours in a day to 24 hours in a day. They switched the number of days in a year from 364 to 365 and a quarter. None of this matches his calendar, and you can observe his calendar with your own eyeball. I've been doing it since 1999, and I know it to be true.
Let me ask you a question. What were you doing prior to 1999?
I was studying the paperwork associated when the seventh appointed day was, and I had that nailed down very well, but I also wanted to be able to see it with my own eyes. In other words, I wanted to measure when equinox occurred, and I was able to successfully measure when equinox occurred, and it's not when mankind says, and it clearly says in the Word of God that the last day of the year, it's equinox.
So the fact that man looks at it one way and you're saying your reference point is it's an entirely different day. Well, so what's the significance of that, Jerry? So the equinox is on one day as opposed to another. Are you just pointing out in your estimation what's not being followed?
Yeah.
Followed.
The Father's laws. And his the seventh appointed day is at Thursday at noon to Friday at noon. One way that someone can figure this out is go to the Catholic Church and look up the subject called Good Friday. And go into their history. And you will find there's over 1,800 letters where they were...
Hang on a second, Jerry, because we've got another break coming up real quickly. Listen, hang on, E.T. Jerry, we'll be right back.
Hey, Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093. 583-1093.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion. Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and the call-in number this morning is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and if you'd like to get in contact with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com, and if you want to have water to drink when everything is all in total chaos, which will be happening sooner than later, unfortunately, for all of us, although some people may think maybe that's a good thing. I think the jury's still out on that, but you need water, and you need to have clean water, and so I suggest getting one of those Berkey water filters that John sells on the RBN website. So go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on those little Berkey links, those little Berkey photos that are on there, and pick one out so that you'll have some water to drink, because it's really going to suck if you didn't have any clean water. I can tell you that much. So anyway, I'm talking with Jerry Kirk this morning, and he has a website, or his friend has a website, entitled freedom-school.com. And E.T., are you still with us, E.T.?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you have any other comments you wanted to add?
No, I mean, I'm looking at this straw man right now, and how I can gain control of my fictional entity that was created for me at birth, the corporation with my name. that they created a bet and created as a surety against the national debt. And when the country went bankrupt in 1933, and so I'm looking at ways to take control and become the secured party of my straw man. And so it's a good show today. I'm listening.
Okay, well, thanks, E.T. I appreciate it very much. Hey, Jerry, let's flip over and talk about the whole 911 concept that you had mentioned when you called into my show last week. Let's talk about that a little bit. I kind of found that rather interesting. So if you could expound upon that, I'd appreciate it.
All right. Well, if you'll bear with me for just a little bit of a wrap-up on what E.T. said, please, if that's
okay
with you.
Sure, go right ahead. Go right ahead, Jerry.
The word Gentile. What would you say Gentiles are offhand, Maggie?
Anyone who is not Jewish.
That is what?
Not Jewish.
Oh, okay. Well, let me offer to you from 1 Ezra chapter 8, verse 69. The nation of Israel, the princes, the priests, and the Levites have not put away from them the strange people of the land, nor the pollutions of the Gentiles, to wit, of the Canaanites, Hittites, Perizzites, Jebusites, and the Moabites, Egyptians, and the Edomites. I suggest that many people that call themselves Christians call themselves Gentiles. And from the book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 13, for I speak to you, Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify my office. So that's what your Christians are. Now, there's a lot of Christians out there that are not really Gentiles, and they've been deceived into thinking they're Christians. And I would call myself a Christian, you know, for 50 years of my life, too, like an idiot, because I was deceived. My grandparents, my parents called themselves Christians. Only later in my life did I learn that that's not a good thing.
Do you have a label for what you would call yourself today?
I am hopefully of the nation of Israel, and that is not Jewish. Jewish, Semite, and termed Zionist, those are all false names. Their real name is they are of the rabbinical faith, and the rabbinical faith claims that they are Pharisees. Christ says they are the seed of the devil. And that's where people, they don't recognize the enemy. There are enemies out there that are genetic. And people say, oh, no, you just, you know, change your mind. No, it won't happen. Christ says to those with eyes and ears, he is not the God of the dead. And those that are of Canaanite, of the offspring of Satan, they are dead. They were born dead. They're going to hell, and they always will go to hell. They will not keep the Father's law. It's a shame. From an earthly point of view, but his ways are not our way. But anyway, going forward, you wanted to talk about this 9/11 business.
Yeah, I do. But hang on. We've got a couple more callers, Jerry, so I'd like to get them into the mix because they may want to comment on things that you've said heretofore. So let's take Chris in Las Vegas. Hey, Chris, how are you today?
Hi, marvelous. Good morning, Maggie and Jerry.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Jerry, I've been musing about this, and many of us out here are very well studied on the information you're administering today, and we're so beat up from beating our heads against the wall trying to figure out the proper form and format and agencies to notify to withdraw ourselves from Babylon. I'm wondering if there is someone or some site or yourself that offers a package of information where we can properly apply and remove ourselves from this war of Babylon system and assume our rightful place as servants to our master and do the things that we're supposed to do. But most of us are not schooled in law, although many of us have tried to school ourselves in the proper measures, but they make it so insidiously difficult to find the proper method, form, format, and technique to remove ourselves from the multiplicity of entrapping circumstances that have been designed to deceive and entrap and enslave man. And I'll take your call, your information offline so all can hear, Jerry. You are a well-schooled servant of the master, and we appreciate what you do and what RBN does and what Maggie and her show does. God bless you and thank you, or Yah bless you, and thank you so very much for what you do.
Thanks, Chris.
All right. Well, Chris, I offer a course at Freedom Desk Group. I don't sell anything, I don't charge anything, and I do not accept monetary donations. Freedom School will accept donations, and the gentleman that works his tail off down there, he runs about $400 a month in the hole in his pocket. So it wouldn't hurt if somebody wanted to send him $5 or $10 once in a while. But I don't get a penny of that. I'm not allowed to take a penny for anything I do. Christ said, what you freely receive, you shall freely give to others. When somebody's charging for, you know, helping their brother or their sister, you know right then they're not following the master. There's a course there. Now, I don't put out something in theory. I put out what I have actually done. And it's there in writing, the actual paperwork that I use. And it's a step by step by step. And you have to take the course. You have to download the material, read the material, listen to the associated audio. Then you have to go back and double check that I didn't make any mistakes. You don't take any man's word for anything. You take the Christ word. And I may have made a mistake. You verify. In other words, you go back and you check where I say book, chapter, and verse, or U.S. Supreme Court case, and you follow and you say, oh, that, he got that right. When there's been some typos on that course, and people have called me and said, hey, you got a typo. And I say, thank you. I'm sorry. And we try to correct those typos. But you take what is done. What one man can do, another man can do. When I say man, I mean woman also. But you've got to stand up and do something, and you can't verbalize it. If you verbalize it, it's just complaining and saying, oh, you know, these problems are on me. No, you have to stand up and put it in writing. You have to notify the government. Where jurisdiction is not squarely challenged, it is presumed to exist. And everybody wants to say, well, you know, we'll get 100,000 people, we'll elect a new governor. Doesn't say anything about that. It says about the individual coming out of Babylon. One man, one woman at a time. And you put your name out there. When I call into shows, I don't call in as Billy Bob from Arkansas. I don't have a whole lot of credibility with Billy Bob. My credibility is my name, Jerry Kirk. And I say I'm from Searcy County, Arkansas. And we've been James Bond into, oh, this is Bill from Philadelphia. You know, we don't know who that is. Why shouldn't Phil say, my name is Phil Thomas? Why should we speak up and say, I am so-and-so, and I'm standing up and I'm resisting and I'm against this corrupt Babylonian government that's from Satan? Stand up. One man, one woman at a time. If you're looking for a million to stand with you, you're going to be waiting a long time. I learned that a long time ago.
Yeah, I think you're right there, Jerry. Let's take another caller. We have Scott in California. Hey, Scott, are you with us?
Yes. Quick question. Kind of tripped me out, the summer solstice thing. If I heard correctly, your guest was saying they thought it was June 3rd. So unless there's some other June, I went to the Nautical Almanac, and the northernmost declination was during the evening of the 21st and 22nd. So can I get a quick explanation on that, and I'll take my answer on here.
Sure.
All of your information in your almanac comes from the United States Department of Naval Defense at the equator. It's put out by your military government. I have set, when I came to Arkansas, I built a house so the front porch had a bunch of windows across it so I could see across. And I look out at the western horizon, and I mark the solstices and equinox. And I know for a fact when they occur. And, you know, you can come to my location and, you know, come a couple days ahead of time, a couple days afterwards, and you could see when these things occur. Now, I did want to talk, and we're going to get to the 911, but as of June 7th, the Earth started tilting back to the south.
Hang on, Jerry, 1 second, because that's a cue music for break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes, everybody. Jerry, hold that thought. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion. Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there. There are links to my guests' websites or their friends' websites that post information for them, such as Jerry. And lots of good information on my website. There's a tab entitled UN Agenda 21, Sustainable Development Equals Dark Future. Please go there. I've got a link. I have links, rather, to a lot of information I think that you need to be aware of. Jerry, when we went to break, you were talking about, the equinox. And so if you'd like to continue there before we move on to 911, if you have anything else you'd like to add to that, please do so.
Okay. Well, in the fall equinox of 2008, I noticed a slippage of the Earth. In other words, it started leaning to the north. It continued to lean to the north up until approximately June 5th. Now, that is somewhat, you know, don't not nail that down exactly. There could be a day or two change in that. As of June 7th, it was definitely, the Earth is now leaning to the south. It is leaning at an incredible rate. I will not be able to come up with that rate until equinox occurs again. But right now, I estimate it's leaning back to the south at about 8 to 9 times faster than it leaned to the north. This leaning to the north has been verified by the runway vectors that airlines use. All kinds of things have happened since 2008. And this leaning is going to have magnificent magnetic, gravitational, and weight changes on this planet. And I've never seen a burning bush. I think this winter is going to be devastating here. And the drought and the heat that we're getting is because we're stuck right now where the sun is, would normally be the very end of July. And this has been stuck here for like 25 days. So we're getting the end of July, August, and September heat way out of place. And the Earth is only, the sun has only moved approximately 2.5 degrees since solstice. This is incredible. And people that don't measure this stuff, they fail to listen to the Christ. The Christ says, woe to you people. You can tell that the storms are coming in from the west. You look at our radar, we see storms coming in. And then he says, but you cannot tell the time. And so we've allowed the military to tell us when our equinoxes and our solstices are, when all we have to do is walk outside and mark it ourselves and keep an eyeball on it and then see if they're lying. And I know they are.
Well, do you think that he was talking about a literal time when you referenced you cannot tell the time, a literal time?
Yes, I am. A literal time, because people, again, do not know the seventh appointed day. They do not keep the feast. They do not know that the latter days are, in fact, here. And so if somebody's perception is, oh, it'll be 100, 200, 300, 400 years before the Christ returns, well, they're not going to pay attention to his word. But if you have the perception of the right time, you're going to get back under the Father's laws, because I estimate there's about 3 to 4% of the people in North America are going to do it. And the rest of the people, they're going to get toasted. It tells us real clearly, a third of the men shall die, because they're not under his laws. They're not under his protection. And, you know, it's earthly, kind of, you know, pretty shocking, but heavenly. I look forward to it, because the sooner all these bad things happen, the sooner the Christ comes back. He's going to rule with a rod of iron. There's going to be no more man's opinion. You know, opinions are based on what we've experienced. And quite frankly, most people do very little research. They're very unprepared, because they've had a government that says, we'll take care of you from cradle to grave. But anyway, moving on to the 911. The 911 system is 100% voluntary. On this website, in Chapter 3, Part E, I put forth a presentation. You will see the paperwork that I have used. You'll see letters from the government, letters from the telephone company where I'm exempted. You'll also see on my phone bill, which I got a third one in now, I don't pay any county or state or federal taxes. I'm not trying to brag, but I'd like to find somebody else in the country that's not doing that on their phone bill.
And you're saying that because you've opted out of the 911 system, that's why you're not having to pay the county and local taxes?
Yes, ma'am. Because they're voluntary. Now, I am not a resident. I've learned the law before I came to Arkansas, and I said, oh, I'm not going to do this in Florida. I'm going to wait until I get to Arkansas where I can start squaring a lot of things away. And I got here, and within 90 days of being here and having a permanent location, I became an inhabitant. A resident is someone that has agreed to all the system, all their laws and private contracts and public contracts and all their goofy things. You've agreed to that. I'm not a resident. Filed in the courthouse, and they haven't disputed
it. Hang on one second, Jerry, because that music is the cue that we are going to break again. Listen, everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie. We will be back in 3 minutes, so hang in there.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a one-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion. Hey, everybody, this is Maggie, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And, you know, I think I've listened to Barack Obama's my redistributing the wealth mantra enough. I really need to send some different bumper music and stuff into RBN so they can play something besides that, because I'm getting a little sick of hearing that same thing. I imagine a lot of you out there listening are probably getting a little sick of hearing that, too. So anyway, we're going to unload that. We're going to go out with the old and in with some new. So anyway, when we went to break, Jerry, you started to talk about the 9/11 system. So if you'd take up where you left off, I'd appreciate it, please.
All right. Thank you. The 9/11 system, most people think it refers to their telephone. As a matter of fact, when I first started my process of studying, it was called Enhanced 911 Emergency Service.
Okay.
It has now changed, in my particular area, to the 911 management system. Now, what I'm going to tell you, I've watched with my own eyes. Your location, your physical location, is got a zip code. And that physical location is part of the 911 system. And people say, well, I don't have a cell phone. Doesn't matter. Your location is there. Now, when I got the paperwork removing me from the system, I went to the sheriff's department. They sent me out to the man that was in charge of their computers. He pulled the computer screen up in front of me, He showed me where they have little red dots for your, you know, your location. And he deleted the red dot, and he deleted my address off the 911 system. Further, I verified this with the United States Postal Customer Service in Memphis, Tennessee. They have a telephone number, and they said, yep, you're removed from the 911 system. Okay, I've asked people, and if anybody listening can help me, I'd be appreciative. Find me any city or county that has code enforcement and all this other garbage that people are finding out is terribly bad that didn't have a 911 system first. They're all tied together. And the way they get you tied into this is through the FCC and the fact you've got a zip code. You got a Social Security number. Now, in the Word of God, it says that you cannot buy and sell without a number. Now, if everybody's got this number and everybody's having to use this number to get their insurance and get their driver's license and get a banking account and credit cards and a lot of da-da-da-da, isn't it visible to us? We're having to use a number to buy and sell. And it tells us you're going to go to the lake of fire if you do it. I beg you, I beseech you, listeners, get rid of your Social Security number and your zip code. They're both 9 digits. 9 plus 9 is 18. 6 plus 6 plus 6 is 18. Kind of easy. Everybody's got them. And people say, well, I paid in. Well, you just paid in. You were conned like I was conned in for years, and I thought I had a Social Security account. No, I was just paying more income taxes. I was deceived. Didn't make me real happy. I considered myself red, white, and blue. I considered myself a conservative constitutionalist. Last 21, 22 years have been a big eye-opener for me, but I was dead wrong. And it's not a lot of fun to find out, wake up, and you're dead wrong. Now, here's what the Word of God says we should do. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse 5. But thus shall ye deal with them. Ye shall destroy their altars and break down their images and cut down their groves and burn their graven images with fire. Everybody says, well, you know, I don't understand that. Well, let's see. Lawyers and people go into a courtroom, and in their motions and their briefs, they say, we pray to the court. That desk where that judge is sitting is the altar. He's wearing a black robe. Black is the symbol of evil. Break down their images. Well, that can also be translated in other Bibles as break down their statue. You know, they got a statue. Well, you got statutes, and that's what I'm doing. And what other people do is go in their courtrooms and break down their statutes, get out of their law, you know, go under the jurisdiction of the Father.
Well, let me ask you a question, Jerry, since you believe that, you know, there's a correlation with the 666 in the Bible and the fact that 911 and the number 18 and you know, 6 times 3 is 18, so you believe there's a correlation there in black and the color of the robe that the judges wear and that stuff. Do you believe you need to pay taxes?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
The Christ went on clearly. Even when their prosecution of him, the Pharisees said, and this man is spreading rebellion, telling everybody not to pay tribute. It tells us in another place in the Word of God, these people shall not pay tribute, toll, or custom. Tribute is taxes. Toll is a price to go down the road. Custom is insurance. Most people don't know that custom is insurance. And, you know, he grabbed Matthew and took him from the desk of custom. Matthew was doing wrong. I had tons and tons and tons of insurance before I figured out what was going on. I don't have any. I'm not allowed to have any. You don't have a Social Security number, they can't sell you insurance. It's against their laws. You have to be numbered. If you do not have a motor vehicle, like I don't, I've got private conveyances, because I do not have a certificate of title, I revoked it, they can't sell me insurance. As a matter of fact, when I did that in 2000, I sent all my paperwork off to the state, walked right, as soon as I got out of the post office, I went over to the insurance guy, And I said, by the way, I canceled this title. And he looked at my paperwork and says, well, my God, we're going to have to cancel your insurance right now. I said, oh, really? They can't sell you insurance without your Social Security number and your zip code.
Well, let me ask you a question, Jerry. What transpired in your life that brought you to this, and I'll use the term revelation? What happened? What happened?
I was starting an approximately $3 billion project. That did not count my island development. That was just on the coast of Florida. And I read the Word of God, and Christ said, it's easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle than a rich man.
To get to
and
heaven.
And then there was another verse where a rich young man came to the Christ and said he was giving alms to the poor and all these good works. And he asked the Christ, what else do I have to do to enter the kingdom? Christ said, get rid of all your business. Pick up your cross and follow me. I called my dad. I was in Orlando at the time. I called my dad and I said, hey, I'm going to come down and see you in about 2 days. Came down and asked him to read both those verses. He said, well, I guess I know what you're doing. Yeah. It took me 5 years to get rid of all those contracts. I had tons of money. And I got rid of all of that and I came up here and with $137,000 cash, paid $100,000 for 200 acres and had 37 left, and I harvested the trees and built a house and a barn, and somehow I survived. I have worked at times in the, you know, since that time for $6 an hour picking up garbage. I mean, I'm a guy that used to make $1,000 an hour, and I've been blessed to have $6 an hour. You know, sweeping floors, picking up garbage, being, you know, a junk man. And, you know, even when I ran heavy equipment, $6 an hour. Of course, the heavy equipment guys got $20, $25. I only got $6 because I don't have a Social Security number, and I got paid cash. But I've survived. And if you trust in the Lord on sunshiny and rainy days, you will survive. But you have to do what he says to do. You don't make these decisions that I'm going to go out and do this. No, you say, what does he say to do about this? Then you go do what he says. It's actually real nice not to make me. I have to make decisions anymore. I don't make decisions about what I'm going to do. I read what he says to do, and I say, oh, well, that's what I got to do. So, you know, I was a guy that, you know, had real high-priced attorneys, real high-priced CPA, and I actually was real good in the courtroom. And I'm not trying to be egotistical, but I've only lost one lawsuit, and I was 6 years old in circuit court, and I lost that one. I've never lost one since. And I've been involved in some big stuff, and I'm not trying to brag. I pulled every city cop's badge in the state of Florida from 1994 retroactive to 1971. It's verifiable. I learned how to shut down jail. I've done numerous things. And the only thing I'm saying is we got these yo-hos out there. And there's one of them out there right now. His last name rhymes with pork. And he sells a course to people and tells them how to travel down the road in an automobile without all this stuff. He has a bicycle. He doesn't own a car. But he takes money from people. You need to see the proof. If I go to a dentist and I say, hey, dentist, I need my tooth drilled. He says, great, I'll do it. And I say, well, how many teeth have you drilled? And he says, you're the first. I think I'm going to another dentist. If I go to a law firm, I want to see all the cases they've worked on this subject matter. And I want to see the results. And if they haven't won like 90, 95% of the cases, I don't want them for an attorney. Why should I? I want the best. Well, I now have the best. It's called the Christ. And his laws do not discriminate. Under his laws, it doesn't matter how rich or poor, how smart or how dumb, how big or how small you are. You all get the same equality. And the judge, I've been in courtrooms, and I've watched somebody come up and have a certain set of circumstances, and that individual doesn't know what they're doing, and the judge finds him guilty. The next man comes up, knows what he's doing, exact circumstances. He knows what he's doing. He's found not guilty. The judge keeps his mouth shut. He knows the first guy wasn't guilty either because he's a black robe priest, and we have to pray at their altars. And that's what I'm not going to do anymore in my life.
Let me ask you a question, Jerry, because I think you may have listened a time or two. Well, at least you did last week, and I had some people from who've been victims of code enforcement. So if you were to give a recommendation to these people who are being assaulted by the code enforcement, Nazis, Bolsheviks, whatever you'd like to call them, fill in the blanks, what would you suggest that they do?
They need to come out of Babylon, the entire thing. And the Christ gives us an example. When the sheriff brings you in front of the magistrate, and this is when you figured out, you know, oh, code enforcement, everything's killing me. You agree with the magistrate quickly, lest you walk out of there without a farthing. Because you're not going to win against code enforcement. You can have a $2,000 fine. You can hire an attorney for $1,000. They'll get the fine lowered to $950. But you're still going to pay the money. You're not going to win. Go find a law firm that says, yeah, give us $1,000 and we will entirely whip the code enforcement case. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. So what you should do is follow what the Christ says. When you see wars and rumors of wars, plagues and pestilence and earthquakes, those of you that be in Judea, flee to the mountain. Now, are you in the mountain? Because if you're not, you're not following what the Christ said. That's why I'm in the mountain. You know, I got blessed. I read that and he said, go to the mountain. And then Judea, without debating it, why don't you get on Google? I had somebody do this in 98 for me. They had a computer. And I said, how many locations are there named Judea? Is there some kind of program out there that tells me how many cities and towns and lakes and mountains are named Raleigh? Yeah. Well, then how many are named Judea? There's only one in North America. Shouldn't that be a little clue?
Let me ask you a question, Jerry. Why don't you have a computer? Because you obviously don't mind other people accessing computers for information for you. Why don't you have one?
I don't have one because in the book of Revelation it says that power shall be given to the beast, and he shall create the image of the beast that both lives and speaks. The computers talk to you, and they tell you what to do. Call any bank or insurance company. And there's another place in there where in the Word of God where it says that you have something called a mouse. Chapter 66, verses 17 and 18 of the book of Isaiah. The slain of the Lord shall be many. Well, the first thing is, those eating swine's flesh, that's a dietary law. Christians say, hey, go ahead, eat pork, eat catfish. I don't, because the Lord says not to eat them things. And then it says the mouse. Well, mouse in the singular only occurs two times in the Bible. The first time, it's clearly evident it's a rodent. The second time in Isaiah, you're left to wonder. So you go look up the word mouse, and it says it's derived from the word just above it. And it says,
derived from what word?
The word that's just above the word mouse, and I don't have my numbers in front of me, but you look up the word mouse, and it says it's derived from the previous word, and I don't have that number in front of me.
All right.
And it says, a spidery web network. Golly gee, do we have networks and webs?
Okay, but let me ask you a question. I guess the point I'm getting at is you don't have one yourself personally, but you don't have a problem with other people using it for your benefit. Or
no,
don't you perceive it to be your benefit that they're using it for?
It's hopefully for them to have more access to learn how to get rid of it, because I'm not aware of being able to have a computer without a Social Security number and a zip code, for one.
Well, why would you not be able to have a computer?
Because I don't have a Social Security number and a zip code, for one.
Why do you have to have a Social Security number to have a computer?
Well, that's the law in this country.
You mean you can't go buy a computer without giving them your Social Security number?
You can't get on the Internet. You can't get service. You can't get anything.
I don't know. I suppose, I mean, you know, I'm really not trying to argue with you here, but if I wanted to take my laptop computer, which has the ability to access the Internet, it's got the little modem or whatever the hell you call it inside it, and I went to McDonald's, which has Wi-Fi, I don't need a Social Security number to go to McDonald's to access the Internet. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, you had to get don't you have to have a Social Security number? Didn't you give one when you bought your computer and turn in your warranty and pay for your bill if you're on the Internet?
No, I don't think I did.
Well,
I don't think I did. But my point is, I mean, is, you know, I don't believe I did. I certainly didn't show them my Social Security number to buy a computer. And I don't think I gave them my Social Security number to get cable service here where I live. I guess, you know, it's just my point is I don't think you need to have a Social Security number to be able to get on the Internet.
I think if you'll keep looking, I think you'll find it. As a matter of fact,
no, but I mean, I just said that. I can take my computer, I can go to McDonald's, and I can get on the Internet. at McDonald's.
Right.
And I don't need a social security number to be able to do that.
I don't want one, and on top of it, I don't like electricity. You know, it seems to have an aversion to me. I have to use it at times, but I don't really want to get all involved with surfing the web and things of that nature. Do I have people that look up stuff and do stuff? Yes, they sure do, because there's easier access. Now, in the past, when I was in Florida, I had, you know, big law libraries and things of that nature. I could look up in the book, read it. But, you know, I do not think the Internet is the method that they are using to control people. Your purchases, they you know, look at something called the individual master file of the IRS. And you can acquire that. I've done it. And it's all in computer code. And they tell all the propensities about what you, your health, your psychological purchasing, everything about there. And if you don't have a document,
Hang on, Jared, because we're going to break real quick. Listen, everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. We'll be right back, so hang in there.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on the Unsolicited Opinion. Hey, this is Maggie, and you're listening to the Unsolicited Opinion. And we just have a few more minutes with my guest this morning, Jerry Kirk. So if anybody out there would like to call in, quick phone call, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Hey, Jerry, we've only got a couple more minutes, so are there a couple more things you'd like to throw in real quickly?
Well, Maggie, I'd like to thank you for giving me the opportunity to share something that is not populist, because there's very few people that actually have eyes and ears. And there is a price to pay. And the Christ puts it very clearly. Lay not up earthly treasures, lay up heavenly treasures. And those with eyes and ears will come to understand that. And that process is going on. And very few people will understand that process. They're going to rally for the Constitution and the flag and all the parts of Mammon, all of Babylon. I feel sorry for those individuals.
Jerry, let's take, I've got Larry in Louisiana. Let's take his call real quick. We've got a couple minutes. Hey, Larry, how are you this morning?
Hey, I have a different concept about the beast. Could it be you and me and our five limited senses? If the beast is a living thing, it cannot be a machine because it is not a living thing. Sure enough, it can manipulate the five senses of mankind and get them to do nefarious things. But it is not living. It is mankind, that operates the machine.
And I would agree with you. And people fall into the trap of using the machine. But it says the image of the beast. And the beast, in its basic definition, is false knowledge. And each of us are capable of being deceived and having false knowledge. Computer is amazing with how much false knowledge is there. And it's a control factor. That's the main issue with it. But beast of man is false knowledge. And I agree with you there.
Well, couldn't it be said then that books are also the beast?
That would depend on which books you're talking about. If you're talking about the Bible, yes, it is the primer book, and it is not the proper book. We find that in 2 Ezra. It tells us that 70 books are held back only for the learned and the wise. The Bible we have right now is a primer to get ready to be qualified for the final 70 books.
And which books are those?
They haven't been revealed yet if we read 2 Ezra. And, you know, if they are all the other books that were written by Ezra were given out to the learned and the unlearned. So the Bible is a primer to go through it and get yourself smart enough to qualify for the last 70 books, of which the two witnesses will open it someday.
Jerry, I we've only got about another minute, so I hate to cut this off. Larry, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Jerry, thanks for coming on the show this morning. I appreciate it, and I'm going to definitely look at your website more. I hope other people do. The website, your friend's website, I should say, is freedom-school.com. Jerry Kirk was my guest this morning. Jerry, thanks for taking the time to join me. I appreciate it.
Thank you so very much, Maggie.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thanks. I will. You too. Hey, everybody. I appreciate everybody who's been listening, and I appreciate my guests. And, you know, I love to go to Oz. Somewhere Over the Rainbow is a wonderful place to be. I'm struggling to hear this cue music here. It's just killing me. But anyway, listen, I'll be back tomorrow. The sun will come up. So hang in there, everybody. I will be back, and we will have another wonderful discussion on lists of opinions. So chin up, everybody. Better days are coming.
It's far, far away. Behind the moon. Beyond the rain.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and the government